Ever feel like trying to make sense of the financial markets? It's kind of like trekking through a jungle, kind of overwhelming, kind of risky.
Yeah, I definitely can feel that way, that's for sure.
Well, that's what we're tackling in today's deep dive. We're going to cut through all that noise and lay out the most useful paths so you can navigate the market, and most importantly, not lose your shirt.
Sounds like a plan.
We're going deep on a source here. The key to market success, managing your losses. It focuses on, well, I think a surprising idea for a lot of people. Maybe it's not always about picking the next big winner.
Interesting.
It's about how you handle those times when, let's be honest, things don't go your way. Those inevitable losses.
Yeah, I see where this is going. It's a shift in perspective, really. So many investors, they get caught up in the thrill of chasing gains, big wins, but they forget to build those safety nets, the ones you need when things get rocky.
Exactly. Like if you're building a house, you don't just start throwing up walls, right? Gotta lay a solid foundation first.
Absolutely. Your investment strategy has got to have that strong foundation too, those safety nets to weather any storm. And that's what we're going to unpack today.
Let's dive into the first one, stop loss orders. Okay, imagine you're on a roller coaster, that's the market, right? And suddenly it's heading downhill, like way faster than you expected. A stop loss order, that's your emergency brake. It kicks in automatically to, prevent a complete disaster.
It's basically an order you set up in advance. It tells your broker, if this stock hits this certain price, sell it. It limits your losses. Like, let's say you buy a stock at $100 a share. You set your stop loss at, say, $95. You're saying, I'm only willing to risk a maximum of 5% on this trade.
If this thing dips below 95 bucks, get me out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No hesitation, no second guessing, especially during those late night market swings.
Oh, tell me about it. I've been there,
Ew.
staring at my phone at 2 a.m. like, what have I done? Second guessing every single decision.
That's why it's so crucial to take the emotion out of it. Just like the source says, we're human, right? We make emotional decisions sometimes.
All the time. Think about it. If you were buying a car, you wouldn't just walk into a dealership and buy the first one you see, would you?
Yeah.
Definitely not. You would do your research, compare prices, all that good stuff. Investing, same principle applies.
Exactly. Speaking of which, let's move on to the next strategy.
Yeah.
Position sizing. Ever heard the saying, don't put all your eggs in one basket?
Classic.
That's what position sizing is in the investing world. It's deciding beforehand, like, what percentage of your total portfolio you're actually comfortable risking on any single trade.
Right. So, for example, if you have, let's say, a $50,000 portfolio and you decide, I'm not risking more than 2% on any one trade, that means the maximum you're willing to lose on that specific investment is $1,000.
So just to be clear, if your portfolio was twice that, $100,000, your maximum loss would be.
$2,000, right. It's all about protecting yourself. So one bad decision doesn't wipe out all your gains.
It's like that safety net again, right?
Yeah.
Allows you to take risks, calculated ones, of course, without the fear of losing everything.
That's a great way to put it. Strong foundation for your investments.
Yeah.
Managing those potential losses and, well, managing the emotional roller coaster that comes with it. Because let's face it is a roller coaster.
Speaking of roller coasters, that brings us to a strategy that's all about weighing the potential for profit against the potential for, you guessed it, a loss. And you're doing this before you even think about investing. It's called the risk-reward ratio.
Exactly. Are you getting more bang for your buck, or are you taking on too much risk for a small potential reward?
So imagine it like this. You've got two treasure chests in front of you. One, it's small, but you are guaranteed a $50 bill inside. The other one, much bigger, could have $500, but there's a chance you'll open it up and find nothing at all.
Tough choice. Which one are you going for?
See, this is where I get stuck,
Yeah.
right? Because that bigger chest is tempting. But the possibility of getting nothing, nerve-wracking. I think I'd play it safe, take the smaller chest, guaranteed reward.
Makes sense. And that right there, that's the risk-reward ratio in
Yeah.
action. You're not just jumping in blindly, right? You're analyzing what's the potential upside, what's the potential downside.
Gotta assess that risk. We'll come back to the risk-reward thing in a bit. But first, let's switch gears. Let's talk about learning from your, well, from everything you do, your wins and your losses.
Reviewing and adjusting, like a pro athlete watching game footage after a match, right?
Exactly. Even the best athletes in the world, they still got to review their performance, see what they can improve. Trading, same idea.
You're looking for patterns. You want to refine your approach. Where are the areas where you're consistently making those mistakes? And that's where that trading journal, it's invaluable.
So it's a record of every trade, your thinking behind it, the outcome, good or bad. But most importantly, what did you learn from it?
Your personal playbook for navigating the markets.
You start to see your strengths, your weaknesses. It's all about becoming a more disciplined investor.
Exactly. The more you analyze your trades, the better you'll understand your own style, what really works for you.
It's realizing that, look, investing is a continuous learning process. Got to be ready to adapt. The markets are always changing, right? Okay, we've talked stop-loss orders, position sizing, risk-reward ratios, reviewing those strategies. But there's one more piece of this puzzle of managing those losses. And honestly, it might be the most crucial emotional discipline.
Ah, yes, emotional discipline. That's a tough one, especially for beginners. It can make or break your success.
And it's not just trading. Let's be real. I struggle with this when I'm trying to decide what to eat for dinner some nights.
We've all been there. Those late-night cravings, they can be tough to resist, that's for sure. But when it comes to trading, emotions like fear and greed, those can be your worst enemies.
Seriously, fear can make you sell a stock too early. Greed can have you chasing those crazy returns without even thinking about the downside.
It's that saying everyone knows, right? Don't let your emotions cloud your judgment. Easier said than done, though.
100%. Especially when you see, you know, your money, your hard-earned money, just disappearing. It's tough.
Yeah, it really is. Picture this. You've been holding on to this losing stock. You're just hoping, praying it's going to bounce back.
Oh, I've been there. It's like dropping a piece of toast and being convinced this time, it's going to land butter side up.
Exactly. But that hope in the stock market, it can be dangerous. That's where, and this source really hammers this home, that's where a pre-trade checklist can be so helpful.
So it's like a set of rules to keep those emotions in check. Before you make a move.
Exactly. Before you even think about hitting that buy or sell button, you ask yourself, does it even fit with my overall strategy? How much risk am I really comfortable with? Am I thinking clearly or am I chasing some hot tip I heard?
So you're basically taking a moment to breathe. Think before before you jump.
Exactly. Finding ways to stay calm, that's key. Maybe it's mindfulness, maybe it's taking breaks, stepping away from the computer for a bit when things get intense.
Whatever works, right? Clear head, clear decisions, hopefully.
It's all connected. So where were we? Stop loss orders, position sizing, risk reward ratios, reviewing your trades, managing your emotions. It seems like these are all, intertwined.
Yeah, for sure. It's like you need all of them working together, right? Not just picking and choosing one or two.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a holistic approach. That's what the source emphasizes too. It's not just a bunch of random tips. It's a system, a framework.
Let's make this concrete. Got any good examples from the source? Mm-hmm. Something about managing a losing trade, maybe.
Okay, picture this. You're a trader, right? Super excited about this new tech stock. Everyone's talking about it. You buy 200 shares, $150 a share. You're thinking, this is it. This is the big one. Big earnings report on the horizon.
Okay, I'm already nervous. This is about managing losses, so I'm guessing it doesn't quite work out that way.
You know, the market always keeps you on your toes. So yeah, the stock price, it starts to drop. That anxiety starts to creep in.
That feeling in the pit of your stomach, we've all been there. What happens next?
This is where the strategies come in. Remember that stop loss order we talked about?
The safety net.
Exactly. Our savvy trader here, they set their stop loss at $142, meaning they're willing to take a max loss of, $8 a share.
Which on 200 shares is?
$1,600. Not ideal, obviously, but way better than if that stock price kept plummeting, right? And remember, our trader was smart about position sizing, too.
They didn't put all their eggs in this one basket.
Exactly. They only allocated 2% of their total portfolio, let's say it's $100,000, to this trade. So even if they hit that stop loss, it's not the end of the world.
Okay, that's good. They were prepared. But what about the emotional side of this? Seeing that red on the screen, that's got to be tough.
This is where discipline is so important. Sticking to the plan, it's easy to get caught up in the what ifs. Maybe it'll bounce back. But this trader, they trusted their strategy. They knew this was a calculated risk. They were ready for this.
And that's where that trading journal comes in, right? Like after the dust settles.
Absolutely. Time to analyze. What happened? Why didn't it go as planned? Any red flags they missed? Did they let the hype get to them? Did they ignore their own risk tolerance? The trading journal, it's all there.
It's like a post-game analysis, but for your investment decisions.
Exactly. Reviewing everything calmly, that's how you improve. You spot those patterns, you get better.
So even though they lost money, it wasn't a total loss. It was a learning experience.
Exactly. Even the best investors, they've all had losses. It's how you handle those losses that really matters.
This has been seriously eye-opening. We've only just scratched the surface here, haven't we? Yeah. This whole world of managing losses.
Oh, yeah. There's always more to learn. Always. But before we go any further, let's do a quick recap of what we've covered today. The essentials.
Okay, so let's do a quick recap. Those essential strategies for, you know, not just surviving, but actually thriving in the market. And of course, we're pulling all this wisdom from the key to market success, managing your losses, which has been like our roadmap today.
It's like we've assembled a toolkit, right, for navigating those choppy market waters.
Love that analogy. So what tools have we gathered?
Well, first up, gotta have that stop loss order, our emergency break, remember, limits those potential losses before they get out of hand, takes the emotion out of it, which is huge.
Huge. Then we talked about position sizing, figuring out how much you're actually comfortable risking percentage-wise on any given trade.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Words to live by.
Absolutely. And then there's the risk-reward ratio, weighing that potential profit against, well, the potential for things to go south.
Exactly. That treasure chest analogy, right? You're really going to risk it all for that uncertain reward.
Got to make sure the juice is worth the squeeze. And of course, we talked about the importance of learning from every move you make.
Right.
Wins and losses. Like a pro athlete reviewing game film.
Trading journal, your best friend in all this. Track those decisions, analyze those outcomes.
And finally, and this one's big, mastering that emotional discipline, keeping a cool head, even when the market feels like a roller coaster, which, let's be honest, is most of the time.
Having that pre-trade checklist, that can be a game changer. Helps you stick to the plan, even when your gut is telling you to do something else.
So it's really a combination of all these things, right? Not just picking and choosing one or two. They all got to work together.
Precisely. It's about that big picture approach, building a solid foundation. And that's what this source does so well. It brings all these pieces together.
Makes you think, right? And this actually leads perfectly into a question from the source, something I think all our listeners should really consider. What if, and this is a big what if managing those losses well was actually the real key to consistently making profits in the market?
It's like flipping the script, isn't it? We get so focused on picking winners. But maybe, true success, it's about knowing how to handle those inevitable losses.
So good. Almost like losses, they're not the enemy. They're an opportunity.
Exactly. They're part of the process, the learning process.
So to everyone listening, it's not just about investing in the market, right? It's about investing in your knowledge of the market.
Couldn't agree more. And never stop learning. Right? The market's always changing. Even seasoned investors are still students.
That's what keeps it interesting, right? Always something new to learn. And sometimes those aha moments, they come from the most unexpected places, like learning how to manage a losing trade.
Absolutely. Embrace the journey. Keep asking those questions. You might surprise yourself with what you discover.
Love that. So keep exploring, keep learning. And remember, sometimes mastering the art of not losing, that just might be the key to unlocking a whole new level of financial success. Until next time on The Deep Dive, happy investing, everyone.